Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and today I come with a burden asking that you pray for the Lord to work in the heart and life of a man who has heard the gospel, this man is very seriously ill. Pray that the Lord will raise him up, and pray also, above all, that the Lord will save this man's soul, that he will open up his heart to the Lord Jesus and receive Christ Jesus as Lord of his life. I pray that the Lord will definitely open up his eyes and that he might see. You know, the Christian has a blessed opportunity. We have the blessed hope. There is nothing that can take away our hope. We do bear burdens, and the Lord has to give grace and healing during the times of our losses, the times that we experience losses in this world. And the Christian does experience losses and pains and difficulties and sorrows and shed tears. Nothing wrong with that, because the Scriptures tell us that when we do sorrow, we sorrow not as others which have no hope. The reason why we sorrow as others which have no hope is because the Lord tells us that we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Now, what brings the greatest sorrow in this life? Well, I suppose that having a loved one taken from you brings great sorrow. But then again, we can have hope in the midst of that, especially as Christians, because we know that death is simply a portal through which the people of the Lord pass into the presence of the Lord to be with Him. For the Lord's desire for us is that we shall be with Him where He is. But one of the other painful things to experience, and one friend of mine was talking about this, of watching another loved one living a life of rebellion and sin and just far from the Lord. And the description was, this one is throwing away her life with both hands. Now, I don't think that I have ever heard a more clear description of a person wasting his life than to hear a statement like that, throwing away the life with both hands. You know, and you're not going to get it back either. It's like sands through an hourglass. These grains of sand fall, and we've been so accustomed to this, well, we'll just turn the hourglass over and start all over again. It doesn't work that way. You know that right now you say, oh, that will hurt for a little while and then it'll go away. Get a cut on your hand, it'll heal. Someone hurts you, breaks your heart, and says, oh, I'll get over that. But there comes a time, there are some things that you won't get over. And there are some things that you choose not to get over. But the Lord gives grace to His people when there is pain, when there is loss, when the sorrows are there. And so we indeed want to ask you to pray for the Lord to work in the life of especially this young man that I mentioned at the beginning of the time of prayer. And also please pray for others who bear burdens like this, that their loved ones are in sin, in bondage to sin. The shackles of sin are just dragging them along, and they don't even realize it. It's like the serpent is moving so ever so closely, or like the bird that's hopping around in the yard and he doesn't see above that there is a hawk ready to descend and take it away. It feels like it's such a nice sunny day. It's a beautiful day, but life is quickly gone and can be taken rather quickly. So let's pray for these whose loved ones are in sin and who are lost. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask Thee in Jesus' name to help each of these, Lord, whose hearts are heavy. Bring them to a saving knowledge of Thyself, for salvation is Thy work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please take your Bible to the book of Genesis chapter 4, and we want to continue looking at this man called Cain and seeing what we can learn from him, learn from the mistakes that he made. He does not present doctrine to us. We learn of things that the devil does. Every experience we encounter, we want to learn from it that the Lord might be honored and glorified. I was telling someone the other day that when I look out across a field, my mind is being directed toward the things of the Lord. How has God worked? How great He is. I was watching a television program with some relatives the other day, and we were looking at how that these creatures will, their habits that they had, and somehow that they could camouflage themselves and protect themselves, others, how they could burrow in the soil and wait for the prey to come along and then get themselves food, how that there are others who would know how to gather rain. One beetle has a way of when the moisture cools, when the air cools, it positions its body in such a way that there's condensation on the shell of this animal that a drop of water runs down to the mouth of this beetle, and it gets itself a drink of water. Now, the Lord fashioned that. And so we need to learn from these. And so we're learning from this wicked one, Cain. This is what the scriptures describe him. Now, I'm not saying, oh, if I'd been there, Cain, I never would have done that. No, I'm not saying that at all. I know that under any provocation, if the right pressure is placed on you, there's the possibility for you to commit that sin also. So don't say that, oh, I'd never do such and such as such and such a person has done. You really don't know what you would do. Jeremiah the prophet, and he was God's man. He wrote what God wanted us to hear and to know. And Jeremiah said in 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, desperately sick. Who could know it? That's what God the Lord has said about us. And so don't put yourself to the place to where you think that, why, you would never do such and such a thing. What you ought to do is say, by the grace of God, God helping me, I will not do that. And I want to be faithful in serving Him and to live for Him. Well, Cain, the scriptures describe in 1 John 3:12, was called that wicked one. Now, when he killed his brother and shed his brother's blood, the Lord said in verse 9 of chapter 4 unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Now, he was a liar at that time. And he says, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, you are, Cain. And he said, the Lord said, and what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now the Lord executes or administers a judgment upon this man, a sentence. Now art thou cursed from the earth. Now remember, when we looked at Adam, we saw that the Lord cursed the ground for Adam's sake. Now, let's just think about that statement. I don't want to get off on that right now, but just think about it. The Lord cursed the ground for Adam's sake. Adam was now a fallen man, and the Lord cursed the ground for Adam's sake. In other words, for Adam's good, that Adam might be blessed still, the Lord cursed the ground for him. Now, the Lord brings hardships into your life and my life for our sake and for God's glory. So that's another message, but let's look on. He said, thou art cursed from the earth. Cain, you are cursed. You have shed your brother's blood. And the blood, the earth opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. Notice, we saw this earlier. The Lord told us in Genesis 3:8, Adam has to now go from the presence, or they went from the presence of the Lord when they sinned. Cain is now having to go from the, so they keep going further. So Cain's mother and father, Adam and Eve, they first of all chose to go out on their own apart from God. And notice when this happens, you continue to go further from God. When you make a choice to go from God, you go further and further away from Him. Your family and those who follow you will go further and further away from the Lord. You can't go a little distance from the Lord and think that, why, I'll just step out into sin a little bit and then that won't hurt anybody else. No, it doesn't work that way. So Adam and Eve hid themselves from the presence of the Lord when they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden. Verse 10, they say they were naked and they hid themselves. Verse 12, the woman said, this is what Adam said, the woman whom thou gavest me. So now he is pushing the Lord away and accusing the Lord of being the one who had caused him to sin. And then finally in verse 24, so the Lord drove out the man. The Lord is now pushing him away from that place where the Lord had placed him, because Adam is now in a sinful and a fallen state. So you can see where Cain winds up. He winds up murdering his brother. His parents disobey the Lord. We have to be careful on how we think and how we live. The attitudes that we display and portray to our loved ones, they see those things and they pick them up. I watch my granddaughter, and she looks up in the face of one parent, looks in the face of the other parent. She looks in the face of this grandfather. She looks into the face of her grandmother whenever we're talking. She's picking these things up. Now, quite along in years now, to look at these situations. But I'm trying to help those who think that, why, it doesn't matter. It does matter how you live. It does matter the attitude that you display and portray in this life. Because someone very near to you is receiving some information. They're making decisions based upon what they learn from the way you respond. And then in verse 13 of chapter 4, and Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. So the Lord issues a punishment upon this man for his sin. The Lord does not let him get away. He killed his brother and thought nobody was there. Nobody would find out. I mean, who else was there around other than perhaps other family members? And he knew the family, probably the habits of these. And here he is killing his brother. And his blood, spilling his brother's blood. And the Lord brings punishment upon him. So the Lord punishes Adam for his sin, and Eve for her sin, and Cain for his sin, and the serpent for its sin. Then the scriptures tell us again in verse 16, look again, and Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Sin drives people away from God. Sin will take you far away from the place where you are supposed to be fellowshipping and worshiping. You will find something wrong with everybody in the church because there's sin. Please listen to me. Don't blame your pastor, your preacher, the teacher of your Sunday school, or others in the church. Look within and see what sin is driving you away and causing you to be that way. Heavenly Father, bless, I pray thee, this message today. Strengthen thy people and cause us to bring glory to thy name. We ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. I'll invite you to join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina, 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard. May the Lord bless you.